It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Shelley and Carl from Monster Valley. They're two of the great people behind the Experiment Festival, which is happening this Friday at the studio. The Experiment is now in its sixth year, if I recall correctly.
Sixth year, that's right.
Yep. Have you guys been working on it this whole time from day one?
Yes, we have been. Yeah,
oh, yep. Exciting. and how has it changed over the 6 years?
It's basically in its scale and its size. So the first year we ran it was we called it the Experiment because it was an experiment.
Yeah.
We got given the basement theatre for 5 nights with about 2 weeks' notice.
Okay,
to
nice.
Put some bands
on it together.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And called it the Experiment because we had no idea what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And year on year, it's become more and more successful.
Yeah, more organized as well.
More organized. Yeah. Well, sort of. But yes. Yeah.
I feel like that first show that anybody that organizes shows, that first one is always a bit of an experiment. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of just dipping your toe in the water to see if you can actually handle it.
See if it works. Yeah. Totally.
And you've got a killer lineup this year. A combination of musicians and artists and performance artists. And what's the idea behind kind of combining all of these different kind of art forms for a night?
Yeah, it was basically something similar hadn't really existed this time of year in Auckland. So the winter kind of multidisciplinary arts, music, alternative underground kind of thing. Like you've got lots of music sort of events to go to, and there's lots of arts events happening all the time, but to have that real collaboration between the two areas wasn't something that I was seeing a lot of. So
yeah.
That was, I guess, where it's all kind of come from.
Nice.
And the whole point is everyone experiments with their art form. So
is that word again?
Yeah. So exactly. So we've got musicians trying stuff they've never tried before. We've got artists collaborating. We've got live performances happening everywhere. The whole venue's flipped on its head. So there are stages that aren't stages. And
So this year you're in the studio. Is this the first year that you've done it there?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yep.
And the map came out yesterday, the map and timetable.
It did.
And I was trying to navigate it, but I'm not familiar enough with the studio's multi-levels.
Yeah.
And so how have you done it? How have you pulled it all together? Stage-wise.
Was a real challenge because we can't have... there are always kind of two stages within earshot of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 6 performance areas.
Nice.
This time around. And so the challenge to schedule that, of course, is not having the stages that can hear each other play at the same time, the right type of music, type of musicians, type of instruments have to be on each stage. Art is performance roaming and all that kind of stuff throughout the whole venue. So it was a bit of a challenge to get everything kind of lined up.
Mm.
But the intention of that map is that it is a little ambiguous, which is kind of the point. So we really challenge audiences to
have a look around.
Have a look, exactly. Go through all the venue spaces, have a look at everything, discover little nooks and crannies that, we encourage everyone to kind of open doors and see what's behind
what's
them.
What's through here. And
that
makes sense.
Closing areas off so that you have to go through a certain area to get to the next place.
Ah,
it's kind
okay.
of like forcing you to look
a little bit of a maze.
You wouldn't usually, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I like that. And it'll be a good chance to kind of have a look around the venue, maybe in areas that aren't usually accessible for normal shows.
Totally. Like we've opened up the there's a storage room that's now a stage. There's the green room's a stage. There's video projections everywhere. There's VR. There's dance. There's hazes and lasers. There's all sorts of stuff.
This year you're going to be doing a sort of there's a leg of the festival that's overseas, right? And I'm confused as to exactly how it's going to work, but if I believe correctly, then it's that there's going to be a show over in Melbourne, and you're going to be broadcasting the show from your Auckland festival, and you're going to be vice versa to the other one, right?
Correct. Okay. Yep. So we tried that out last year. So every time we'd run the experiment, we experiment because we've got to do what
everybody else is doing.
Yeah, what everyone else is doing. So we added the word international to the title last year.
Nice.
And so we're doing that again because it worked really well last year. And it's exactly right. It's a live feed between both venues. So we've got Section 8 in Melbourne, where again, we've got another crew over there called Crate Mates, so they're helping us kind of pull that together.
Nice.
And they've got a bunch of DJs and artists and things like that that are going to perform over there. Cool. And then, yeah, the live feed that comes back means that people can interact both ways as well. Yeah. So we've got people in Melbourne having a beer, cheers, and people in Auckland, band members seeing what's going on, that kind of thing too. So
cool. So you've chosen three songs to share with us all. This first one that we've gone up, got lined up from Reese Rich. What made you pick this one out?
It was, I personally didn't know much about him. Mm-hmm. During this process of curating this year, I've gotten into his music a lot. He's coming up from Wellington,
yeah.
For the show, which is amazing. And I thought it would be a good Tuesday morning beat.
Tuesday morning music.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you've given artists the kind of free rein to experiment with their own kind of music and performance. What are there any limitations to what these artists can do on stage?
Not really.
No glitter.
No glitter. Yeah,
from no a production glitter. Point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. No glitter or flour or liquid.
The studio doesn't let you have chewing gum, so that's another one that you can't.
Definitely no chewing gum.
A no-go. No. But outside of that, you can they can kind of just.
Pretty much. We try and keep it, obviously we want to keep it as like a safe space for everybody.
Of course.
We want to keep it as like a collaborative space, so we don't want to put people off, and we still want everyone to have a really good time. But no, there's no, basically there's no restriction on what they want to try and do. Like if they can help source the infrastructure around whatever they're trying to do, then basically an open door to do whatever they want.
Did the artists get excited about that, or was it kind of something that they were nervous about?
Well, that's our call out from day one, is try something new. We are challenging you. Submit your idea. So that was how the submission process worked.
Nice.
To get our lineup in the first place. So
cool.
Everyone's really into it. And everyone that's performing this year has invested interest to experiment.
Awesome. That's a great way to do it. You've picked out this track, which is one that I am very familiar with and a big fan of, from Water, the track Timely from the new album Super. What made you pick this one out?
Well, it was just released this week.
Brand new.
Water are performing at the Experiment, of course. I really like this track off the album. We'll be hopefully selling some records on the night and things like that as well.
Cool.
Oscar has been a mate throughout this process too, which has been awesome. In fact, he's... Yeah. So no, it's been good. It's been good.
Cool. Let's give it a listen.
Didn't know how to segue.
We are all big fans of Water around this station. It's very nice that you picked out a track that we're all fans of and we really like. Water's actually going to be playing a gig of ours on Friday before the gig of yours.
That's right.
They're going to be playing an afternoon show down at Alan Melville Centre, so a double whammy if you want to see them twice.
Awesome.
Something that I have seen quite a lot of promo about, which I am excited about this Friday, is that you guys have done some themed beers. You've teamed up with Hallertau, is that right? Hallertau for the beers. How did that come together?
We work with Hallertau at a commercial level.
Mm-hmm.
We do a bunch of content and things for them, manage their social and all that kind of stuff. So we had a chat to them and they jumped on board to sponsor this year. They sponsored last year also.
Awesome.
And they've managed to get a bunch of custom labeled beers out for us to advertise this year. And we're pretty much using them as drinkable flyers.
Yeah.
Which has been amazing.
The artwork on them are amazing. We've got them right here. I'm having a look. The artwork on them is amazing. Who worked on the artwork?
Me.
Shelley. I like it.
Thank you.
I just want to say congratulations because it's really good.
It's a bit morbid, but seemed very fitting for the
For the festival. Style.
Yeah.
And the flavour of the beer, number five.
Yes.
Was that your choice or their choice?
We both talked about it. It was the Pilsner, which is kind of across board. It's a very palatable beer. It's good to have. You can kind of pace yourself on them a wee bit, so mm-hmm. it's nothing too crazy.
A little bit for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. So even if you're not into the severed rabbit head label, you'll probably like the beer inside of it.
It's a win. Yeah. We've got one more song, a track from Pikachunes. What made you pick this one out?
Well, they're obviously playing at the Experiment, and they've kind of been doing things with other people in the Experiment as well, so they remix a track by Mixed Veg, who are also obviously playing
on the lineup,
which is
as well.
nice synergy there. And I guess they've been around for a while. I remember even seeing him when I was quite young, like one of my first gigs at cool. I think it was Cassette, actually. Like nice. I was super young, and then obviously he's just come back around again, which is pretty cool.
Great. I want to ask you guys about, this is a hard question, who you're most excited to see on Friday.
Oh, big That's question. Tough. We've got a few debuting acts, mm-hmm. which we've never seen, and they've never performed in front of a stage before.
Cool.
Magic Pixie Juice is going to be a good one.
Nice.
That's on the main stage.
I mean, I wouldn't know because they haven't performed before.
Exactly. Yeah, they're actually releasing their record on the night as well, so we'll cool. be able to get that. Ratso is also going to be doing one of their debut shows. You'll probably recognise some of the musicians, but they're all coming together to do a little set there as well.
Cool.
Adam Sparks is also, he's a breaks DJ from probably 10 years ago, and he's got a really cool lineup set up for there as well.
Awesome.
And New Farben just got announced as well.
My favourite one.
Yeah.
So I'm most excited
big
for.
One.
Yeah, so that's going to be really incredible, and we're working with Strange and Public to pull that one together, who have got a bunch of performance and stage design sort of set up for that too. So
awesome. Yeah. Kelly, did you have a favourite of who you're most looking forward to?
Yeah, actually my friend Andre from Happy Chest, he's flying up from Wellington.
Awesome.
Which will be awesome. He's just been with Mild Orange touring around, so it should be pretty cool.
So it'll be good to I'm sure there's plenty of bands on there that you're excited about
because
you've helped curate it. So I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. But this is a great one, this Pikachunes song, so we'll give that one a listen. And thanks very much for coming up and sharing some insights.
Thank you.
Ones and zeros, just trying to be your hero. We're on the info highway, just trying to be somebody. Please, will you like my photo and stroke my fading ego? Please will you follow my page and fill this empty rib cage? We are living in the age of technology submission, hopes of online recognition. Press play, waste your life away with technology submission set in total isolation. I bought a nicer camera, description writing using proper Instagrammer. Some call it narcissistic, I call it therapeutic. I'm always checking my phone, I sit at home all alone. I'm hoping you will pick right. I'm feeling lonely tonight.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.